Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one, it's the only Rob G, the general. Like, how you feeling? How the family feeling?
Man, it's a good day today, Mr. Mad Hatter.
Me and you, we talk about so much. I don't know. Well, we get into politics a bit.
Right.
But, you know, after seeing what happened to Mr. Floyd, it's turned the world upside down. And it's been interesting to watch this process. It's been an interesting year. We always say that 2020, you know, when they go back in the history books of 2020, it's going to be about this big with a whole bunch of stuff. And it's going to be an interesting year to just.
We've been saying 2020 was crazy.
Dissect some of it, you know what I mean?
We've been saying 2020 was crazy since January 2nd. So.
For sure. But it's really crazy now. And this is what I want to talk about. What's crazy now is how crazy woke everybody is. Everybody is so hyper aware of racism now.
Right.
And God bless his soul, Mr. Floyd. But all of a sudden, this one incident made you realize that racism existed? Really? So just made, I saw a group of actors talking about, you know, how woke they are now. I don't know if you saw that one.
I saw that.
It was mad corny to me, bruh. And it was.
It was shot in black and white.
That was the one. Yeah, and and some of those actors, I like them. Some of them I've never seen, but some of them I like. I just felt like that.
Deborah Messing on there, Stanley Tucci, and then Jesse from Breaking Bad. I can't think of his
real name. Check this out. A new PSA is out with a bunch of celebrities taking responsibility for turning the tide against racism. And a lot of people are saying it's totally cringeworthy. The video includes stars like Sarah Paulson, Aaron Paul, Kesha, Justin Thoreau, Deborah Messing, Bryce Dallas Howard, and more, even Kristen Bell.
I take responsibility. For every unchecked moment, for every time it was easier to ignore than to call it out for what it was.
Every not so funny joke. Every unfair stereotype.
Yeah.
Y'all really didn't know? And maybe they didn't. Maybe they thought that everybody in the world was kumbaya, you get it by your bootstrap. I don't know how you can look at history. Like, all this is amazing to me. You know, that people don't know that the history books are tainted with untruths, starting with Columbus discovering something that was already found, you know, all these statues that are coming down, everybody's so bent out of shape about them. Although over the years, there have still been people bent out of shape about all these statues in certain places and nothing was ever done. And now all of a sudden things are being done. Governors are willing to say, yes, we need to tear that down. And I'm just like, I don't know. There's something in me that's saying, what is it that we're missing? Sometimes I just feel like, you should be happy about it because they do need to come down.
Right.
But I'm just, why this incident was so impactful? Was it because, you know, little white children are hyper aware of it because they had time to sit at home in front of their TV because nothing was going on and they was forced to be inside that home, and COVID and social media taught them something that they had no idea about. So they're learning about it. Was that what it is? So now parents and grandparents are trying to fix things that should have been fixed, you know, way before Martin and X passed back then. You know, we've been going through these trials and tribulations. People want to easily say that, oh man, if this person can come up, that person can come up. And that's true. If you work hard, you should be able to come up. But there's still some inherent racism, some systemic, I have a hard time always saying that word, that's going on that is holding us back. You know what I'm saying? There's still a way that we have to carry ourselves as black men and women or people of color in this country, things that we, you know, when you get in the elevator and, you know, the white woman is clutching her purse because she's been taught to fear, you know, black men, you know, so we've seen this so much over the years. So I guess my question to you is, why all of a sudden everybody is so woke in your opinion? And not us, we've been aware of these problems, but there's others that are hyper woke now. You know, they're talking about every news channel, the whole nine.
I think I'm just going to speak in particular on George Floyd's impact, because I think that's been part of the catalyst, part of the slingshot to project this to this new place that we're going. COVID has a place in this too, but I really want to focus in on George Floyd's impact. And I think in all these other cases, except for in the case of maybe Eric Garner, they were done with bullets. And I think we've become desensitized to violence in regards to bullets. You know, just it doesn't mean it's not impactful, but I mean, you know, we see it so often, and we've heard about these shootings that the police have done with Tamir Rice and George Zimmerman with Trayvon Martin, that even the school shootings, if you think about Sandy Hook and you think about what happened in Vegas or you think about what happened in Orlando, the shootings, the mass shootings, Colorado, we've become desensitized to that. However violent it is, we still have some feeling about it, but not as much feeling as watching a person slowly lose their life over the course of 8 minutes and 46 seconds and no one does anything. You can't stop a bullet. Bullet, once it's gone, you can't stop it. But somewhere in that 8:46, someone could have stopped this. Someone could have prevented his death. One of those four cops, you know, somebody could have stepped up and over the course of almost 10 minutes and said, this is not right. And so for no one, especially people who are there to protect us, that we believe are protecting us and to serve us, and for those people who we believe through thick and thin, protect and serve, for them to be the cause of that action, I think it awoke something in everybody that has a heart. If you got a heart.
You think that this incident was the first time that they realized that the things they've been hearing in music, it's the first time that this is the first time in history that they've realized all the injustices to people of color?
I think it's the first time they realized just how bad and uncaring the system was toward us.
I don't believe that. I think they knew and they act like they don't know.
Well,
there's no way that all these educated people, because, you know, and you know what?
Well, hold on, before you say that,
go ahead.
We always talk about it doesn't matter until it affects you, right?
Right, absolutely.
It doesn't matter until it affects you. And I think, like I said, being desensitized to these other things and having it seen and then questioning your own humanity. You can't be human if you really sit there and watch that whole video. I've never watched the whole thing. But if you, from what I understand, you know, everybody tells me the point where he's screaming for his mother that, you know, like this is, they knew that he was right there on the edge of death. And these guys that had their hands in their pocket, uncaring, it awoke something in their humanity. Maybe they didn't know, but it awoke something in their humanity. I mean, we hear about atrocities.
I'm not giving Mr. Floyd, I'm not going to give them that card of non-understanding.
We hear about the atrocities in Croatia and Syria, but do we really know what's going on? We hear about them.
You read.
But
look at the news. It tells you.
But do you really? Are you standing up for Croatia or Syria? Do we really know what's going on?
Well, I can't say that I've ever stood up for Croatia.
Exactly, because it hasn't. Nothing over there
has situation.
Nothing,
human beings.
Nothing over there. Nothing over there has hit you so hard in the heart.
I don't.
That you feel like that.
I'm not going to be willing to give out like that. I understand the point that you're trying to make. I mean, because we can do all kinds of atrocities that have happened in Africa,
yeah.
Atrocities that happen all over the world. We can get into that. But the
right.
100-plus year atrocity that has happened to the human beings right here in the United States, and for people to act like they were not aware of that or they were able to look away. And I guess that's what that video was, that they knew that it was happening and they just kind of like had turn their back to it, and they get so used to it that they just did what they did. They ignored it until this incident.
Right.
Still no justifiable excuse to me. And it's just amusing. It's amazing to me and amusing and interesting more than anything else how much is now happening because of this awakening. Things that have been, I mean, people fighting about statues in the South. This has been going on since they put up these statues every decade.
But we don't have, and this is where COVID comes in. Now we don't have the distractions. We don't have the distractions of hell, work, because ain't nobody working. You ain't got the distractions of work. You ain't got the distractions of going to school or sports or basketball, football, anything else. You ain't going to the movies. You ain't going to the museum. You're staying home.
Oh, you're for the better part. More woke because of the condition that COVID created.
Yes, yes. Because the condition that COVID created.
There it is. Had there not been COVID, and Mr. Floyd would have been, unfortunately, if he would have passed in the same manner.
In the words of Ice Cube.
Be the awakening that we're seeing now.
I agree. In the words of Ice Cube, just another dead.
I don't know if you need to be so rough with it, Rob G.
That's how they would have taken it. That's how society would have taken it.
You know what, Rob? This conversation is through. I accept what you've said, that COVID, it was all these conditions.
Perfect storm.
I hate to say perfect storm, but yeah, all these conditions. And I hate that a life has to be a part of it. And also, remember Ahmaud Arbery, had this situation not occurred, because that was already old by about a month or two by the time that people started going back to that story, as you know. So had this been another time and place, you're right, that story may not have gotten the attention that it had gotten, because it hadn't gotten that attention prior too. You know what I'm saying? So you're wondering, I hate to say it, but you know, it was the perfect storm, in your words, that created the condition for people to pay attention that may not have paid attention before. That's sad to say.
Right. And have the availability to be out in the streets, because not having the jobs, not having to work, you know, being pent up, now you are available to go protest. You got nothing else pulling you back. And so that's part of the condition that COVID creates.
I'm like Dave Chappelle. Go, youngsters, go.
Go, man.
We did every walk that has happened. But more so than walk now, I want to see action. And I told somebody this the other day when I put up the, and I probably told you, Rob, when I put up the little kids that were pulling the other little kid, the black kid and the other little white kid in the wagon, and it was some white kids. They probably like 5, 6, 7, walking around saying, you know, all Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, those would be the people that actually change it. These same politicians that have been banking off of our dissension over all these years, this is how they make money. You know, when one side, you know, has to pull behind another person on their team because of their affiliation as far as politics go, you know, there's going to always be this polarizing thing that keeps us separated. And until we get a group of these young people who like fight for a third party, because the two party system is, in my opinion, I think we'll see small changes, but I'm hopeful that these children that are born during this time will really eradicate this, because there's going to be some old heads. There's a lot of other things I'm not going to say in the video, but I think there's a lot of things at play with people thinking that they're losing a footing of their power, so to speak, in this country, because we know in 2050, this country will not look the way that it looks now. That's why this immigration thing. There's a whole bunch of other things I think happen in the atmosphere that have us where we are right now in history. And I'm hopeful that these young kids, they see the BS that's happening and they change it. And it's going to start with changing history books. It's going to take a long
time. Yeah.
When you go in there and tell them that Columbus didn't discover America, he was taking a trip and he stumbled onto a place that had already existed. When the text has to change that wording, now we're on the right track. When we go back and see all these.
And then tell the rest of the story about him being raping and pillaging, these indigenous people.
I think that they've made these stories palatable for children to get these stories about these individuals.
Indoctrinate them. To indoctrinate them into a way.
You got to tell the story the way that it really was, that these people came, raped, pillaged, and plundered these folks so they could take seasonings and all kind of other stuff back to their countries. And when you can tell these stories truthfully, that's when I think that's going to be a while. When NASCAR took the Confederate flag down, I like, oh no, it's going to be a race war. But I was so inspired when I seen these guys covet Bubba Wallace, one of the only black, or the only black, I think, right now in NASCAR, to my understanding. When they came together, they made it clear that we're united in this front right here. And for those that don't know that story, NASCAR said that Confederate flag would no longer represent them. Bubba, who is a black, I think he drives for Richard Petty.
I don't know much about it, but I saw Richard Petty in that video that you posted.
I think he drives for him. Somebody put a noose, wherever they put the cards, that they put a noose by his car or something like that. And so these guys wanted to show solidarity. That was amazing. And those guys are going to get some, for those guys, that is, in that world.
That's big. Oof. That's big.
Ooh, some of those guys, I hope they can go back home. I hope they were able to go back home that evening because, you know, that's some good old boys. I am seeing some exciting things. I would just, you know, everybody is so woke. And I knew this conversation would get you to say that. That was my point that, you know, unfortunately, a series of unfortunate events. You always say that somebody has to pass, Martin has to pass, X has to pass, these people have to pass and be these martyrs for change to occur.
God is going to get the glory in the end, one way or another. His son had to die for us to change. Noah had to put all the people on the ark and everybody else had to die for there to be a change.
Yeah.
You know, God, in the end, is, you know, as unfortunate as that is, right? And you would hate to think, you would hate to use the word a tragic death like that and then put it in the same sentence as it being a blessing. But
no, I will not say that.
But but in the end, it's going to be a blessing for everyone else. His unfortunate passing and the way it is going to be a blessing. The ripple effect is going to be a blessing for other people many years from now.
I understand.
I know you don't want to say that.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm not going to say that. Yeah. I still feel the same way. It was callous act. It was a cowardly act.
Callous. All of those things.
And
all those things.
It's always unfortunate that someone's death has to bring about change. I get it.
Right.
I understand it. But I'm not. I don't want to verbalize that with my lips. But I understand what's going on.
I got you.
My point was. It's just amazing that everyone is so woke. And I'm curious to how long the woke period's going to last.
Now, that's a great question right there. That's a different question. How long will this last? How long will this youthful energy?
The woke question.
But
I just, my real thing that I wanted to get to the bottom of is why do you think at this time in history and this time in history, there were a lot of case factors that had to get us to this point. Because the same COVID is still killing the same amount of people that it was wiping out before.
Right.
You get the numbers.
Right.
The numbers are rolling. Right. It's more and more. So, and people still going back to work. That's why I'm always like, what was really going on that we really don't know? But I don't want to start that discussion here because that's some conspiracy theory stuff. I just think it was so important to keep us off the streets for 2 months. But now it's cool. And I get it. People are going to say, well, because the economy and this, that, and the other. I just believe there's always more to the story than the people that's being sold. And me and you, we learned that from dealing with certain individuals who have a tendency to lie about their philanthropic work in the city of Houston. So I learned that sometimes tales can be told by the person who speaks the loudest.
Right.
A picture can be shown to you that's completely smoke and mirrors, as they say. Well,
it's just like Columbus. It's like Columbus. There's a homogenized version that is told to you.
Nice. Boy, you've been learning. I'm going to do it. But you're right. We've been sold these stories. It's just like they've been told the story that when they fight for the Confederate flag, that whole war wasn't about slavery. You know, they want to, because they've been indoctrinated to believe this other false story. I seen a military, a general, I don't know if he was a general, this fella who was military though. I don't know what school he taught at, but he was in his military garb and he was talking about the Confederacy. And he, and he disputes, he's like, this is a guy, I think he went to West Point or some school, but he's in the military now. I don't know what branch, but he was in his garb. He was like, and he's an instructor. He said, I'm here to let y'all know that war was about slavery.
Right.
The story's been painted differently, but I forgot what that, the ladies of whatever or the women or whatever.
And the daughters of the daughters of the
daughters of the Confederacy. So, and I don't want to get into all that here because that's a whole nother, that's a, we'll branch out and we can do part two and three of every conversation that we have. But we have all been indoctrinated, just like they've been indoctrinated to believe that we're these watermelon chicken eating, although we're a little night peaching, you know, but they've been indoctrinated by these thoughts of the bad black man
and the
boogeyman. That we've, we have our indoctrination about myths about them, them about us, and that's all re-education that's going to have to happen.
Right.
I don't think we're going to get it by the grays that show on your face. It's just too late for us. We'll get a chance to hopefully see Rob, your sons and daughters do some incredible things with this society. I think, man, for these older folks in our area, you know, for them to, it's a battle going on, and they think to allow you to be really equal is that it's a loss for them. So they'll rather keep some of those viewpoints as opposed to have true equality. That's not what this conversation was about.
No.
The whole conversation was about people are woke. Why do you think they were woke? You answered about 10 minutes ago. Rob, you're done.
What did we learn here today, folks? What did we learn here today? We learned that if you paint the picture the right way, any fool will believe it to be true.
Oh, so you should leave it with this note. Do your own research.
Yes.
I know people who look at Instagram and that's everything that they believe. Whatever they put on it, whatever news comes across their feed, the most important thing, and we've talked about this before, just because it comes on your feed, remember what happens is your analytics feed you the information you like. So if you like looking at crap all the time, the analytics show that, oh, Joey likes crap all the time. So it's going to feed you crap. It's not going to show you anything counter to crap because it knows your analytics. And yes, you do like the crap. But if you keep getting fed crap all the time and you don't get fed something that's healthy, what happens if you get fed crap all the time?
Deterioration of the mind, body, and spirit.
So sometimes you're going to have to pull off from your social media and do a little deeper research is all I'm saying that you need.
I think we need to stop right there, man.
Y'all take it.